The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, guys, I want to talk all about the end of the year, prepping for the beginning of the year, vision boards, goal setting, like all the stuff that I am really obsessed with, but for good reason. So I want to start out by saying, first of all, if you want my free vision board workshop, download the Manifest It Now app, or if you already have it, go into the app. The very first thing you see under content is going to be my whole vision board kit. So it's going to be a workshop on vision boards and training your reticular activating system and your subconscious to look for opportunities in your environment that align with your goals. I have vision board templates, vision board printables, a tutorial on how I create my digital vision board and how I use it every single day to train my subconscious mind. So this is all something that I have done now since I started with the whole manifestation process. So you can get all of that. It's free. Just download the Manifest It Now app, and it's the very first section called Brand New You. And you can go get it right now as I speak. So vision boards. I feel like a lot of people look at vision boards and it's like, oh, those are fun. Those are cute, you know, and that kind of thing. And it is. But they are really powerful tools in helping to train our subconscious, again, like really shifting our mindset. And when you think about like the different ways in which we learn, you can learn from listening, like hearing something, writing things down really helps. So if you like take notes as you're going through a course or whatever, that's going to help you retain information. Also visually seeing things can definitely have a huge impact on what you're taking in subconsciously. And then of course, like acting as if. I'm such a big proponent of acting as if, and I talk about that in the vision board workshop. But vision boards, I've really done them my whole life. Like I remember when I was young and my friends and I would get a bunch of magazines and we would cut out like different words and pictures and we would tape them onto the cover of a spiral notebook. And then that notebook, we would like write notes back and forth to each other. We would write about like all of our hopes and dreams, you know, like someday we're going to marry like Justin Timberlake or whatever it was. And like, it was just something that I always enjoyed doing and didn't really think of it as manifesting. It was just kind of like a fun thing to call in whatever it was that I wanted. And as an adult, I feel like it's so powerful that I really try to remind myself to get better about updating my vision board more than just once a year. And my daughter has been a huge proponent of this because she does hers just pretty much continually, but like every month she'll have specific goals. She has like hundreds and hundreds of things on her vision board. It's been viewed so many times on Pinterest because she has it public. But it's such a good idea because our goals are always evolving and growing. And seeing things visually, like even if you're not consciously paying attention to it, your subconscious is picking that up. And if your subconscious is seeing your goals every single day, then it's going to start to tag that as important. It's going to know, okay, this is something that she's focused on. So when things come up in your environment that align with whatever's on your vision board, your subconscious is going to process that, or I should say like your reticular activating system, your brain's filter is going to process that and show your conscious mind like, hey, pay attention to this because this opportunity ties in with something that you really want that you look at every single day. And so one of my favorite hacks that I teach in the vision board workshop is doing a digital vision board and then saving it as the wallpaper on your phone. And they've done like all kinds of studies of how often we look at our phone every day, and it is ridiculous. But I always try to look at these things as like, how can I use this to my advantage? And if we're looking at our phone every single time we pick it up, and your lock screen and your background is your vision board, even though you might not be like consciously, you know, looking at all the images and taking them in, your subconscious is. Your subconscious is seeing everything that's around you all the time. And just to put it into perspective, for every 100 bits of information or data that your conscious mind sees, your subconscious sees 11 million. So 100 versus 11 million, like in any given second. So your subconscious is picking up all of this. And if you check your phone, let's say it's 20 times a day, which it's probably even more than that, your subconscious is going to see those same images. And again, images are worth 1,000 words. Images are important because they help paint the picture. They help to entice feelings and to visualize yourself in the scenario. So that's why I think that they're so great. In addition to, you know, journaling or scripting, all those other things. So I'm going to go through like some various methods, and I would just try them all and really like dedicate some time to this. You know, I mean, you can set aside 30 minutes or an hour to plan out your entire year. Like that is totally worth it to get really crystal clear on what it is you're calling in. Instead of just going through life on autopilot, because if you don't set intentions and you don't get really clear, that's what happens. We get caught up in our routine and the day to day. And then next thing you know, it's Christmas of the following year and you're no closer to any of your goals. You're in the same exact place. And so that's why it's so important. And this is such the energy this time of year. It's like so great for fresh start, new beginning. Now, I will say right now we're in Mercury retrograde and it ends on January 1st. So I know that like I get very manipulated with like full moons and retrograde to where I just don't feel like I'm on my A game. So if that's you, you can wait until January until you're in a more high vibe place to start doing this because you don't want it to feel like a chore. You don't want all these like, ugh, like negative vibes around it. So wait until you feel like doing it and just like make it fun. You can even have like a vision board party and have your friend over or whatever, just have fun with it. And it's going to help you gain a lot of clarity and visualize your goals. So, digital vision boards, I find all of my photos on Pinterest. I just think that they have like the most aesthetically pleasing photos, but I want to give a little hack. So if there is something that you want, like let's just use the example of a new car, what better way to visualize it than to go and put yourself in the vehicle and take a picture of you behind the wheel? So like go to the dealership, test drive the car, take a photo of you in the car. You know, like you can see it, you can smell it, you can feel it, you can use all of your senses, and there's no better way to get in that mindset and that vibration of having it now than to actually having it now. So even though you might not own it, you can go and act like this is your car and sit in it and feel all the feelings. And that is like the best way, in my opinion, to manifest. So if there's opportunities for that, you can definitely do that. And then those pictures can go on your vision board. But like I said, Pinterest is great. I feel like I find the best photos on there. I get a lot of inspiration. They have a lot of quotes and words as well. And in the vision board workshop, I have different words and quotes that you can print out. So you can add those. You can go on Canva and create your own. I mean, really, like, just let your creativity go wild. And that is the other reason why vision boards are so potent, because it gets you into that state of creative flow, that state of play. Like, you think about when you're a kid and you're always creating, right? You're always coloring and drawing and painting and doing all these different things. And then somewhere along the line, we're taught that that's for kids and that we're not supposed to do that. And that's like a waste of time. But it's really not, because any creative exercise is going to help you get into that state of flow and help you tap in to the right hemisphere of your brain where your intuition lies. And so you start getting these streams of downloads that are going to help you in everything. They help you get clarity. They help you take action. They help you finally understand like what it is you should do next. And the path starts to reveal itself. That's what happens when you tap into your intuition. And the best way that I know to tap into your intuition is with creativity. Now, another thing, and I've talked about this a few times already on the podcast, that helps get into creative flow is taking care of your body, right? So our body and our mind, it's all connected. And if you're putting a bunch of crap in your body and you're not taking care of yourself, you're probably going to have brain fog, which I've had for like my whole life, just not even realizing, plus stress, plus anxiety, and all those different things. So my favorite thing that I found, and I am sharing it everywhere because I've tried a lot of things and this is the one that actually works for me and I really like, is Magic Mind. So Magic Mind is like those little daily shots. I take them when I need to get in the creative flow, like before a podcast, for example, or if I'm doing a vision board or like anything like that, I'll take these shots, and they are actually, like, they taste good because they have matcha, and there's 3 grams of sugar, but like, trust me, the taste is so much better than any of the other shots that I have tried. So they have adaptogens, they have nootropics, they have vitamins, like anything you could really want to feel good, to relieve stress, sleep better, feel more energetic without like the crash later. And to really, I feel like it activates different areas of my brain. Like, it helps me get into that right hemisphere, creative flow, tap into my intuition. So I'm a big proponent, so much so that it's now official. They are now a sponsor of the podcast. So obviously I don't do a lot of sponsorships on the podcast, and I really have to absolutely love something, but I'm so freaking obsessed with this that it's official. Like, they're a sponsor. You can go and try, if you want to just try it out to sample it, you can go and get like an individual bottle at Sprouts Market, so you can see what I mean with like the taste and everything. And then you can also, like, if you like it and you want to do them on a regular basis, you can get a whole box of them. And I have a discount code. It gives you up to 50% off of these subscriptions. It's L-O-A-T is the code. And then I'll link the website in the show notes, but it's just magicmind.com/L-O-A-T. And again, you use that code L-O-A-T-20. And you get a massive discount. So check it out at Sprouts Market. Go on the website. I'll link everything in the show notes. But it's absolutely amazing. And like I said, it helps you to like snap into that state of creative flow and tap into your intuition. And that is where manifestation happens, right? It's when we stop following what we think we should do, what seems practical, and we start trusting our intuition. And so with vision boards, I feel like it helps you get into that creativity. And when you have fun, like, the path reveals itself. And so I've been doing this my whole life. I've gotten really intentional with it in the last few years. And just some of the things that I've manifested. Number one, the house that I'm in. Like, this house, I never, ever would have imagined that I would be able to own a home like this, that I would be able to build my own house and have it exactly how I wanted it. And it is. And if you go back and look at my vision board back when I lived in Illinois, this was it. I mean, I had every detail planned, and it's literally what I'm looking at. And it was so funny because when we built the house, we went to the design center and we were in and out of there in like an hour. I just opened up my vision board and I showed her room by room what I wanted. And the designer was like, I have never, ever had people come in and know precisely what they wanted and get in and out of here in an hour and like no fighting between the husband and wife are on the same page. And I was like, I have been dreaming about this since I was 8 years old, and I have been planning it in Pinterest for like 5 years now. So I'm like, I know exactly what I want. And she just thought that was like hilarious, but it really is like something that helps to bring what's in your mind, what's in the energetic realm, into the physical realm. Okay. And before you start to think like, oh, that's just a little too woo-woo or whatever, I want you to think about this, because I always get this response from guys. It's always guys that like comment on posts that I do, and they'll be like, it's not the vision board, it's not manifesting, you're just taking action. You're taking action. Like, that's why it's happening. It's not manifesting. Do you think for one second that you would take action on something that you didn't believe was possible? No, you wouldn't. And guess what? Like, your subconscious is going to fight you on it. So that action is going to feel really hard, really stressful. And that is why we are in this mindset that everything has to be hard work, because we're not doing the mindset work first. We're not programming our subconscious for what we want. And so you do feel a lot of resistance, and it does feel like hard work. But if you start with your mindset and you use these vision boards, so your subconscious starts to see the things that you want as normal because it's seeing it all day, every day, then it feels natural. And then like things, it feels like they literally fall into your lap. And it's not that they're literally falling into your lap. It's that your subconscious is just processing things that you were completely oblivious to before. So a vision board helps your subconscious, helps you see things that feel uncomfortable. They feel like it's a stretch, and they make it seem like it's possible. And then eventually it feels normal. And then eventually it feels like this is just life. This is just the way it is. And like, think about when you got your very first job as an adult and you got that first full-time paycheck and you were like feeling like you're rich, right? It's the first time you're ever getting a consistent paycheck and you just feel like you have so much money and you feel so rich. And then what happens? Like, very quickly, within a few months, you start spending that paycheck and it just becomes normal. And it's no longer like exciting when you look at it. It's just normal. It's just what you expect. And then what happens? A year, 2 years in, you're like, this isn't enough. I want more. I want a raise. I deserve a bonus. I deserve more. It's the same thing with these vision boards, right? It's like, at first it's going to seem unrealistic, far-fetched, like a dream. But eventually it's going to become normal, something your subconscious sees every day and just expects to see. It's just a normal part of your life. And then eventually it's going to be like no big deal at all. Like, by the time you manifest it, it's no big deal at all. Like, sometimes I don't even realize when I've manifested something massive, because I've been expecting it for so long and just acting as if for so long that it's like it doesn't even faze me once I have it. It's like, well, of course I have it, and I want more, you know? And like, you just keep up leveling. You keep expanding. It's a great expander. So this is why it's important. Like, you put your income goal on there. Yeah, it's going to feel unrealistic and uncomfortable, but I guarantee by the end of the year, after seeing it every day, it's going to be like, well, of course I make this amount of money. And now for the next year on my vision board, I'm going to put twice that. Like, this is literally what is happening up in your brain, in your subconscious mind, right? So it's so effective. And it's one of those things where I feel like, just try it. You know what I mean? Like, just try it. What do you have to lose by spending some time and getting really clear on your goals? Like, it's absolutely something you should be doing. So some things that I manifested. So I just talked about the house. Another thing was having another baby. That was on my vision board, and I've had two since. I thought I would never have any more, and I have two. So now a total of three kids, but it happened, and it was on my vision board, and I guarantee that that helped bring it into my reality. Another really big one, and this is probably my favorite vision board story, is in 2018, that was like around the time that I just decided, like, I'm done with the corporate world. But I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. I knew for certain, though, that I wanted to write a book someday. And I did a lot of like deep diving, and I thought about, you know, my life and like, what was I leaving behind? And at the time, I was reading a lot of this book called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, which is over 100 years old. And I was thinking, you know, this man is long gone, but his work is like affecting me so deeply, and it's transforming my life. And I want that. I want that. I want to provide that for someone else in the future, something that's going to be around long after I'm gone. And I just decided that someday, by the time I die, like, I would write a book. So in 2018, I made this whole vision board just dedicated to writing a book. And I put all these things on there, and I was so excited about it. And I was like, I'm going to make it happen. And then I let other people get in my head. I let everyone tell me how, you know, you never make money as an author, and you're never going to get a book deal, and you have to go through this whole process of like finding an agent and then getting a, you know, a publisher on board and blah, blah, blah. And it really turned me off. And I let that talk me out of pursuing something that in my heart I really wanted to do. And so in 2020, December of 2020, I was doing a vision board workshop, and I was pulling up past vision boards to show like different things that I've manifested. And I pull up my 2018 vision board, and it was all about being an author. And like all of the feelings came flooding back. And I knew in that moment, I was like, you know what? This is on my heart, and this isn't something I'm going to give up on. And I'm going to go ahead and add it to my vision board again. I am going to be a best-selling author. And I set a goal of 50,000 copies sold. I visualized it on the shelf in Barnes & Noble. When I was in the store, Five Below, with my daughter, and I was looking at all the books, I was like, man, someday, like, I want to have a book in here. And guess what? One month later, I was contacted by a publisher, and I got a book deal. And that one book deal turned into another book deal and turned into four different types of the book, one specifically for Barnes & Noble, another specifically for Five Below. And within the first 6 months, I sold 50,000 copies. And I am telling you, like, that's too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence. You know what I mean? Like, I freaking manifested that. And after that experience, I realized how powerful these vision boards are. And that's when I was like, okay, like, I have to do this. I mean, this works. It's not just something that's fun or woo-woo or whatever. This shit works. So really, whatever your goal is, put it on a vision board and put it on your phone and just see what happens. Let this be a science experiment for this year to show you what's possible when you get clear and you set intentions. So some different things to think about, and I'll go over this in the vision board workshop. I have like a whole workbook. There's 30 journal prompts to help you get clear, but also like the wheel of life. So you want to look at like every single area of your life and be brutally honest about where you're at on a scale of 1 to 10. Where are you at? Where are you lacking? And the thing is, a lot of times, I mean, me personally, like, you'll focus on money, right? Like, well, if I just had money, that'll solve everything. And we might take other things for granted, like family, like our spouse. And that was something I did. I was like, well, I'm married, so I don't really have to worry about the relationship section. But that's not true. Like, every section you should be creating goals and intentions around, because every area of your life is commingled. And so if you're lacking in one area, or you're really suffering in one area, it's going to affect every other area. So don't like avoid any one area or take any one area for granted. Make sure you have like a clear vision for everything in your life. And it could be something so simple, like something that I put is going on these little like lunch dates once a week, just going out to lunch with my husband once a week, even if the kids are with, like just once a week, making sure that we're like getting out and spending some time together. And for us, like that's just something we enjoy doing, going out to eat, trying different restaurants or whatever. So I put that on my list. Just thinking about maybe like a vacation or like a couple's trip that you want to go on, time like away from the kids you want to go on. And then also a big one for me is putting in time for myself. Like sometimes it's good to get away or have a little bit of a break and make sure that we're filling our own cup and taking care of ourselves. So really look at all of those things. And yes, it's fun to do the money goals and like, I want a car, I want a house, I want a bag, I want all these different things, and definitely put those on your vision board. But also find things that are going to represent your life as a whole and how you want to feel. Do you want to call in more peace this year? Do you want to call in more joy? Do you want to call in more safety and security, more feeling supported? Find some different words, quotes, pictures that represent that for you and put those on your vision board. And if you go through that workbook and do the Wheel of Life that I have in there, it's going to help you get really crystal clear and like really dialed into your goals. And it'll be an expander. It'll help you expand your mindset just a little bit more so you get this like great overall vision of your life as a whole and where you want to be. So again, just download the Manifest It Now app. All of the vision board stuff is free. It's the very first thing you can click on when you go to content. Ton of stuff there. There's a subliminal, there's a workbook, there's printables, there's Canva templates, there's tutorials, everything you need. Just try it out. Just try it out. Let this be your experiment. And at the end of the year, when you look at that vision board, you can start checking off all of the things that you manifested. And then you'll see, just like I saw, just how potent and powerful this process can be. And you'll be hooked. You'll be doing these for life. All right. So I hope that this will help you in the new year get really clear. If you want to wait till retrograde's over and do it in January, do that. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app, where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend, share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, It's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times. And stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in. But you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.